Freud suggested that all dreams can be understood as wish fulfillment. But how can this be? Clearly, many of our dreams don't seem like wishes. He suggested that anxiety dreams don't contradict his position because they often represent counter wishes or a wish to overcome something. So a dream about failing a test can represent a wish not to fail a test. He also suggested that it's important to consider whose wish is it. What he meant is that dreams can represent wishes from childhood or the wishes of the id, including sexual and aggressive urges. Also, the manifest content may seem counter to a wish when the latent content isn't. Freud tells a story about a woman whose daughter had died, and then she had a dream about seeing her remaining daughter in a coffin. She corresponded with Freud about the dream, and they agreed that there was no part of her that actually wished her daughter dead. But through the process of free association, the woman recalled that at her daughter's funeral, she had seen a man that was very kind and loving to her. So the dream represented a wish to see this man and to feel loved. Finally, one last explanation Freud gave to a woman who had read his book and kept challenging him to find a wish in her dream. He retorted, well, then perhaps her wish was a wish to prove him wrong. Did I mention that Freud was not particularly modest?